Taylor Swift. I said Taylor Swift, got your attention, is on a 6-show run in Singapore. But what the government did to secure those concerts is shaking up things with neighbors. Cherise Pham reports.
For some Southeast Asian nations, it's been a cruel case of missed opportunity for Taylor Swift. Here's how Philippine broadcaster ANC put it.
And Swifties, listen up. A Philippine lawmaker wants Singapore to explain a reported exclusivity clause that barred pop superstar Taylor Swift from performing anywhere else in Southeast Asia.
The outcry prompted Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong to defend the exclusive deal at a press conference this week.
A deal was reached, and so it has turned out to be a very successful arrangement. I don't see that as being unfriendly.
Some neighboring Southeast Asian officials disagree. So why does all this matter? Because event tourism, like Swift's concerts, brings in a lot of money for cities. Research firm Business Market Insights expects the Asia-Pacific events market to grow to nearly $550 billion by 2028.
Younger travelers crave experiences, so they're more likely to travel to a city just to attend a concert or to watch a sporting event and throw in a side of tourism. So by hosting Taylor Swift and other A-list acts, I think Singapore is building its credentials to be an event tourism hub.
That's Erica Tay. She's an economist with Maybank in Singapore. She estimates Swift's concerts will bring in $370 million U.S. dollars in tourism spending to the country. It explains why, when nearby cities see the kind of eye-popping boost they're missing out on, it prompts some soul-searching.
Stop, you're losing me. I can't find a pulse. My heart won't stop anymore.
Last month, Hong Kong's chief executive John Lee was asked about Singapore's efforts to get Swift and whether Hong Kong is being ambitious enough when it comes to securing big events. We know we'll be competing with different cities, he said, and we'll ensure we're attractive enough and competitive enough. Until that happens, Hong Kong is losing out on fans, spending big bucks to see performers like Coldplay, Ed Sheeran, and now Taylor Swift, all A-list acts who skipped Hong Kong but played in Singapore.
Trace of you, I think I am finally clean.
It's on piano, Clean from 1989. I think it sounds really good acoustically as well. So yeah, I'm quite excited to hear that.
That's 13-year-old Anushka talking about the song she hopes to hear at the concert. For her and her mom, Neha Malik, the cost of traveling from Hong Kong to see Swift is well worth it. Neha used loyalty points for their flights to offset the steep price they paid, about $750 for each ticket.
It is a big splurge, but it's kind of like birthday, Christmas, everything rolled into one.
Getting nearby Swifties to fly in and splurge on her Singapore concerts is exactly what officials are aiming for. Beyond an economic boost, Swift's endorsement puts the country on the map for hundreds of millions of her fans. For Singapore, it seems it was worth sparking a little bad blood in the region. NPR News, I'm Cherise Pham in Hong Kong.